Hollywood loves disasters. Look no further than the 1956 movie The Ten Commandments.
The people have been plagued by thirst. They've been plagued by frogs, by lice, by flies, by sickness, by boils. They can endure no more.
But anyone worried we're on track for a swarm of locusts can take some heart. The United States just doesn't have African-type locusts.
What we deal with are grasshoppers, completely. Locusts, not in the United States.
Mike Stenson is a weed and pest management technician with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture. He says South Dakota grasshoppers can still swarm and devastate crops.
Grasshoppers are probably one of the biggest insect pests that ranchers face as far as grass production. They're also huge pests in crop areas. Alfalfa in western South Dakota is one of the biggest crops impacted by grasshoppers.
2010 was a bad year for grasshoppers in South Dakota.
That was the highest grasshopper counts that we've ever saw.
Bruce Helbig is with USDA APHIS. He's been tracking the number of grasshoppers in South Dakota for 28 years. And he blames the 2010 spike in grasshopper numbers on one main culprit.
Many of the producers will remember that as a year where we had a tremendous amount of sweet clover. And there's principally only one species that was causing a lot of the problems that feed on the sweet clover. And it's not much of a rangeland grasshopper, but it gets into crops.
Helbig says after the 2010 spike, the cool, wet year of 2011 delayed the hatch. He says a cold, wet spring is hard on grasshoppers. They can be exposed to types of fungus and disease that impact their numbers. Then the drought of 2012 was followed by a wetter and colder late spring of 2013.
Well, last year was another kind of a strange year. In the 28 years I've been doing grasshoppers, we went from the highest numbers in 2010 to the lowest numbers that we've ever sensed in doing the grasshopper work.
Helbig says there were a few hot spots with high numbers of grasshoppers in 2013, but overall their numbers were below normal. He notes that fewer grasshoppers in 2013 means fewer grasshopper eggs in 2014.
I would forecast for 2014, based on the low numbers that we saw in 2013, a continuation of maybe just localized hot spot areas. And I think it may lend itself for perhaps some crop protection type programs.
This may come as good news for gardeners, farmers, and ranchers. And for those wondering what sort of disaster is coming next, the plague of locusts was number 8 of 10 to hit ancient Egypt. So if the Bible stories are any indication, we have a few more calamities to go through on the list before we see swarms of grasshoppers return. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.